goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm also recording. Look at us.
What a great way to start each episode. People are like, yeah, we know. We can hear you. No. This is for us, not for you.
Yeah. Well,
we'd say that for us.
It's so funny when I listen to, because I like listen to the first couple parts and sync up the audio, and then I just scroll to the end and I'm like, yeah, that matches.
Yes. Yeah, so all people hear is, I'm recording. Oh, good. Me too. And then just us talking over each other.
Yep.
For 45 minutes.
And then music.
Yeah. And this then, podcast has gotten a lot better since you got rid of a producer.
I know. And then hit it, Rick.
Oh, he's going to be here in like 3 days.
I'm so excited for him to be there. We're going to record with him on Friday.
Yeah. I think we should do a Patreon with Rick.
For sure.
It'll be real fun.
And I don't want to promote drinking and partying, but if Rick could have a couple of beers, that'd be super.
Oh, I'm sure we can. We're going to see John Prine that night, so I'm pretty sure we could get that all set up. Be like, hey, Rick, you don't have a show tonight. Let's just start drinking at 10. Not me, you.
Yeah.
You start. You're on vacation.
That's the best way to peer pressure people. I think that's so funny. Every time, like, you and I would see each other, like, you come here, I go to L.A., we'd both just get just lit and eat garbage and just be like, well, look, you're on vacation, so you should start drinking now. Should I get the fries? We should both get the fries.
One of us is on vacation and the other one lives here. So, I mean, whether we're in New York or L.A.
Yeah.
And when you come here, it'll be like, we're in the middle. We got to both do something.
I know. Oh, yeah. We like. I'll just take sleeping pills during the day, which is what I did when I was.
Perfect.
I did that in Florida because I was in West Palm. Oh, this is great. So I'm starting to, as it's nearing, because the movie is at Cannes this week.
I would be so mad if I was you.
Well, it's at the film market, so it's not like screening there. Yeah.
Still.
Oh.
I don't care.
Oh, if you don't think that, so they posted a thing on Instagram like, hey, you know, we're going to Cannes. Christina immediately texted me and was like, what the fuck? We're going. She was super mad. So she sends this real cunty email and they're like, oh no, we're taking it to the film market to pitch. And I was still like, yeah, but shouldn't we be there to like sell it?
They're like, oh no, oh please no, actually. We're going to show them an entirely different film.
Yeah. But then we were like, okay, so we can relax. But so as I'm getting closer to the point where I'm like, I'm not going to have to like, I mean, I'm going to probably still see Thomas, but I'm not going to have to like do like sex work to cover like my necessities. I'm being more open talking about it, but it still is like a little weird with like, you know, when I see people out. But at the airport on Tuesday before I went to West Palm.
You just saw a random old woman at the bar.
Yep.
And we're like, let me tell you what I do for a living.
Oh, even better. I saw while I was going through security, I saw Nick Youssef going through security. And so I see Nick.
He's like, oh, where you going? You got shows?
Yeah. And he was like, so I see him and I'm like, oh God, thank God it's him. And Nick was our guest a while back and a friend of the show.
Very fashionable man.
Very fashionable. So I see him and he goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I gotta go do hooker stuff in Florida. And I'm like, my guy's going to be here in like 20 minutes. And so we just hung out. It was the most, I was like, this made me feel kind of normal before I went. But he was going to Alabama to go watch a Tool concert.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is he following Tool? I'm confused.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is he going to, like, every Tool concert they're doing?
I don't know if he's going to every show, but he went to that one. So I was embarrassed, and he's like, I'm going to see Tool, and I was like...
Oh. And then I was also embarrassed.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God. I can't believe we're both admitting this to each other.
I mean, they played the Palladium. He could have just gone to that show in L.A. Nick lives in L.A.
Yeah, he might have.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I hope he is just... Well, I hope he isn't just following Tool around. People really love Tool.
Yeah.
Write in with your comments. Concerns. I never liked Tool, but...
I never got into them either. My friend Lavina was super into them, and I remember being like...
I never liked industrial. I had so many friends. Cool, because, like, industrial and, like, nu metal were... like Korn and all that shit.
God.
So I had a lot of friends that liked both.
Yeah,
I had the Limp Bizkit album in sixth grade. Fight me about it. It's a great record. Talk about, like, I've got it on vinyl. Oh, yeah. That would be a treat. I would just love to go to a record store, find that on vinyl, and purchase only that very confidently.
Just that.
It sounds better.
Just that, and then frame it. Like, we don't play it in this house. It's too good. We have it in a frame.
Yeah. Oh no, you can never. Oh, that's gonna be worth something.
It's gonna be worth like $17.99 someday.
How much did you get it for today? $20.99.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you want something that appreciates in value? I got confused.
I just heard appreciate.
Yeah. Appreciate.
It's that's great. We should do that. Be on like an antique show. We'll just be like, it's going to appreciate. Like, or duh.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just, who's the professional?
Right. Excuse me? Or duh? That doesn't even sound like English.
No one here is the expert.
I'd appreciate it.
I've heard your podcast.
If you spoke clearly.
Mm. Oh.
But yeah, that was interessante. But what I did, because I was in XO, he's like, what are you going to do? And Thomas doesn't really drink, but sometimes the anxiety of having to spend that much time with somebody. Because sometimes the urge. Plus on the beach, I was like, I'll have the urge to be like, oh, I want to have a cocktail. It's just like a thing that I haven't done. I haven't gone on vacation since I've been trying to like not drink my dick off.
Well, this is also like the way normal people drink.
Right.
You know, where it's like, oh, I haven't had a drink in months. But I'm on the beach in Florida. I'm going to get a fun drink and a coconut.
Right.
Or something.
Right. And that's normal people do that. And I'm like, yeah, but I just.
Well,
like,
I think they're pretty weird. I don't know. I shouldn't have said normal.
Well, but
weirdos in a different way.
Yeah, and that's fine if you could do that. But I just was like, I know once I'm like, I just a day drink. I was like, it now when I drink at all anymore, it quickly like I get really tired quickly, either, and I feel super shitty, or I'll just be like the urge to be like, I need to drink a whole bottle of this. So I'm like, it's probably better to just not be in an uncontrolled environment, like especially when I have nothing to do the rest of the day. It's like that's not gonna be good for anyone. So instead, I got natural sleeping pills.
Watch out. So I'm just at the bar just chewing on some melatonin gummies.
Hi, can I
they were in fun tropical flavors.
Yeah, I did. Well, I got their liquid capsules. It's called Sound Sleep. So I still get it. I'm like, can I get a coconut with seltzer water? And I'm just opening up capsules of sleeping pills.
Oh, so you look like an extra drug addict on the beach because no one. The best is you like turning to the person laying on the chaise next to you as you're doing this. Like, oh no, it's a natural sleep aid. And there's like, oh, okay, yeah, lady.
Yeah. I did the opening the capsules, the pills, or like the droppers, the kava. Because I walk in like, I don't drink. I'm like better than you. I'm trying to like not drink. Sorry, I'm like not being an alcoholic like the rest of you. And then I pull out an eyedropper and just put little droplets of things in, like from unmarked bottles.
The most popular lady at the at the hotel pool. Everyone's just like, this woman's a terrible drug addict. Someone needs to report her to security.
Yeah, just like, what's in there?
And then you look like you are because you're passed out.
Yep.
On the chair.
Because I'm just snoring. I'm nodding out. This is liquid opiate.
So it was a good trip.
Yeah, it was a great trip. I got a medium tan. I was responsible. I put on sunscreen because every time I go out, I'm like, first tan, and then it's like, and I always get a sunburn.
But oh, that's, I just told you, Sephora is not an advertiser. I know you're very surprised. I went today because I'm trying to be a responsible adult woman and put shit on my face, which I've never done. So I went to get like a good moisturizer with some SPF in it. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Jesus
with
Christ.
With some SPF in it.
That's how it's, is that not how it's pronounced?
Well, I need cream so Spuff? That my face will appreciate in value.
over time. Yeah. Dara.
That's up to
who
you.
Who knows? Depends on what you're into. And they're like trying to sell me all this like, you know, like $60 face cream. And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then the cunts that work there, I'm just like meandering around, thank God. And they have a bag for $39 that has 12 samples of expensive, specifically for summer, lotions with SPF in them, with spoof. It's a whole spoof bag. And it was in like it was $39.
That's
and
so
then I go up because I bought a fucking cleanser. I'm calling it a cleanser, not a face wash, because it was expensive enough to be that.
Yeah. What kind of cleanser?
Origins. It's the same as the mushroom stuff.
Mm-hmm. Toner. You have a cleanser and a toner.
I'm so, ugh, my skin. My skin is going to appreciate super hard. You're going to appreciate what I've done to my skin. But I go up to the counter and I've like got the fucking cleanser bullshit and then this bag. And the lady who's checking me out is the same lady who's like the skincare expert. And I said, I'm like, I just moved here from LA. I'm really bad. I never do anything to my skin. Oh, you have such beautiful skin. Yeah, thanks. Whatever. Help me. Giving me all. And then I walk up and I have that bag. And she's like, oh, this was a great choice for you. And I seriously, I wanted to be like, yeah. Yeah, it is. You fucking cunt. Yeah. You don't think you could have like been like, oh, hey, you're not sure what you want? Lucky for you, we literally right now have a grab bag of shit for $39. So everyone should go and get that, but also don't because I'm mad at that cunt.
Yeah.
So don't go to the Sephora at the St. Louis Gallery. Go. But any other one, I'm sure great people.
Yeah, where it's like hidden. It was like hidden somewhere in the back. You had to find it under stuff.
It was a wall display. They had a wall display for it.
How did that not occur? Well, and I understand they're trying to get a bigger sale, but like...
She was showing me like moist that were like $40. It's $39. It's not like... So I don't even think they were commissioned there.
So she's just an idiot.
Yeah. Whatever.
What's her name? Did you fill out that customer service survey they always give you?
No, but you know what? I'm going to go back right after this recording and I'm going to be like, I have some opinions. I'm going to go just like this. My fucking hair tie broke. I look like a crazy person.
Yeah. Oh, well, you got to do what I do, which is not brush your hair and then put a hat halfway on.
I was going to say kind of wear a hat.
Right. Yeah. Well, I had it on all the way down. I like its flowers. I was going to take it all the way off, but at this point, we're already looking at each other. We're here.
Oh, no. Just lean into it. I did that today, too. I tried on bathing suits.
Oh, fun. Where'd you go?
I went to Target because I'm buying $25 cleansers. I can't get a nice bathing suit. But and this has nothing to do with the 20-pound gain I did this year. But I want like a one piece.
Yeah.
It really does. I want like a high waisted, like high cut, like 90s one piece.
They're cuter. I love those things.
I think they're super cute and I want one. And I went and I was trying on larges and extra larges. Large totally fit perfect, except in the tit area.
I was going to say.
I'll send you. I took pictures in the dressing room.
Please
I'll
do.
Post those on the Patreon.
Please do.
Oh, I'm like my tits are completely out.
I would imagine that you would have that problem in a bay. That would be my first thought is because your tits are like massive.
Well, it's making me because I've all like large bottoms, extra large tops. Or at a simpler time, medium bottoms, large tops. But I thought, I mean, it's a. Can I not get a one piece then? Is that the situation?
You can, but I mean, but the cute ones are the ones with like the deep V, and then your tits are going to pop out of those.
These didn't. No. These did not even have a deep V. These are like straight. Like the one was like straight across.
Okay. Maybe.
So explain that. Now, get look. Nick Youssef back in here. I've got fashion questions.
No, listen.
Why won't my tits fit in this?
This is interesting because I'm the last person you should probably ask. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, hold on, go back. Tits. I'm confused. What is that?
What an animal has?
Yeah, like teats?
Teats? You mispronounced it.
Right.
It's pronounced teats.
I'm confused as to what your question is. So something.
And what you have on your body. Growths?
Right. So something.
Megan, you should go to a doctor.
Right. So something on the top half of your torso.
Yeah, it's like two fatty pussies.
Okay. Oh, now I got it.
Yeah.
I
can see it.
Two fat pussies with like clits, but that are slightly darker than the rest of the pussy, and they're clits that stick right out of the center of the giant pussies on.
Yeah, with a genital wart square in the center.
Perfect. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
Well, I got one of those. I didn't know I was supposed to have three, but I definitely have one.
I wonder if you try to deep V on, because my only thing, I actually saw an ad, I'll send you this ad, I took a screenshot of it, because I've been talked about a one-piece bathing suit for 30 seconds the other day to someone, and so Instagram is filling up my ads.
I'm sure my phone is going to go bananas.
Yep. Well, this one bathing suit that I saw that I was going to get and would actually probably work, it's a one-piece, it's called the Mykonos, it's a one-piece, and it's fitted all, and it's high, like high cut on the thighs, cute, like round shape in the butt, but it's got like a deep V, which actually would probably work with bigger tits because you can like push them out to the side and they.
Oh, yeah. Get them more in my armpits than they already normally are.
Yeah, but it would probably.
Just really get them in there.
Well, but it would probably act like, look like they would just be like.
Like suspenders?
Yeah, like suspenders. Over your nipples, and then you can have cleavage in the front and center and armpit cleavage.
And sides.
Yep.
Perfect. Watch out, summer. Here I come. Well, and then, because I'm at a weird weight, I think, now. So, like, that, those are larger than... And so then I went to Torrid, which is, that's, like, fat. It's, what is it? Fat Forever 21?
Yes.
Or Fat H&M? One of the two. Because I was like, okay, whatever. I'll go and look at their bathing suits. But I'm too small for any of their bathing suits.
I was just going to say, there's no way that any of their stuff is
so I'm this fucking middle ground of fat. Where, like, I can't shop at Torrid or Lane Bryant. But an extra large bathing suit at fucking Target won't fit my tits.
Well, and even does the extra large fit your tits and then it's just loose everywhere else?
I mean, it fit. It wasn't. The large fit better.
Yeah.
But the extra large didn't fit my tits.
Really?
Yes. Where I would like, I took a picture and sent it to my friends. Because I was like, did I put this on wrong? It was that bad where I was like, did I miss like a loop or something? Because this can't be right.
Did I put this wrong in the bathing suit or the giant fake tits that you've asphyxiated to your chest?
So I'm just real riled up.
I know. But on the bright side, though, when you gain weight, a lot of it goes to your tits. That's kind of great.
Most of it's in my pussy.
Well, that's also good.
In my outer pussy, which is just the rest of my body.
Yeah. My tits never got bigger, even in my top weight. 212 pounds, I was a size like 14 everywhere. My tits were the very same size they are now. How embarrassing.
You know what? I know a great place you could have gotten bathing suits back then. Target. Exclusively, that's the only type of body type they make their suits in.
Yeah, where it's like, are you overweight but not in like a sexy way?
Are you fat but in all the gross places?
Yep.
Come to Target. We've got what you need.
Are you a woman but look like a linebacker?
Broad shoulders, no tits, really fat pussy? Come down to Target.
Here at Target, we appreciate bodies like that.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, I want to talk to someone. I don't want to say his name.
Okay.
Because I don't want him, because I didn't clear it that I could say his name. As we've learned, nobody really wants to admit they listen to this podcast.
No, nobody wants to admit. And this is, I was going to say, this is someone else. Here's another review. And I think I told you about this privately, but I do want to put this review on the show because I know this person listens and I want to give them a shout out. Another review that I did get from someone, a good friend of mine, said, "Hey, I heard your podcast. You guys really make each other laugh a lot."
Yeah.
So that's another review.
That's not good or bad.
Nope. And then he goes,
"That's just an observation."
Yep. And I was like, "Oh, cool, thanks." And he's like, "Yeah, I mean, it was great." Like, I was like, "Oh, I could do a podcast." And I was like, "Well, I don't know then."
That's what we want to inspire you guys by being like, "I could do anything if these dumb cunts can figure this out."
Yeah. Well, our buddy Yale.
The world's my oyster.
Our buddy Yale, who's in St. Louis, I'm going to see when
we can say his name. I did his podcast last week and it was very fun.
Oh, nice. But Yale started that podcast. And we can go back in our messages, but I can remember that comment and or DM from Yale. Like, man, the show is so funny. I was like, you know what? You guys, I could start a podcast. That, I swear to God, ask him. I promise you.
Yeah. No, I think that's what we inspire people to do. They're like, I'm going to start doing comedy. I'm going to open my own small business.
Right.
Because if these idiots can do it, anybody can.
Chicks going into sex work. Like, this fucking 37-year-old broad can get someone to pay her.
For that? She has to buy all her bathing suits at Target.
Yeah.
That's her body type.
It's nice. We have a bunch of, we're just like starting this new movement of millennials feeling good about just opening bakeries, selling pussy, starting podcasts.
All from one storefront. That's the goal.
Well, and it's actually smart.
Consolidate.
Because with the robot and AI revolution, those three jobs are kind of irreplaceable.
So do them all.
Do them all.
That's the thing. Do them all. You don't have to do one of them well.
Yep.
Do them all just mediocrely, including speaking the English language.
You can do them mediocrely.
Wake up in the morning, put on your spiff, get to the store. Get to the pussy pie and what else were we doing? Podcast store?
Pussy pie pod.
That's... When we have to legally change this name for some reason, good thing we just came up with the next podcast name.
Yeah.
Okay, no. So someone who may or may not live in St. Louis.
Okay.
Lives in St. Louis. He's come to two markets we've done in a row. One time it was really gross outside and I was just so excited somebody came and he was super nice and awesome and I love him. And then he came Tuesday. We were doing well. We had 20 pies left and there was an hour, which is whatever. But the market was kind of dying down and I'm like, ugh, whatever, we're gonna not sell out today. It's fine, we don't have to sell it every week. He shows up with a gift. He got Preston and me a bottle of Bullet, which is very sweet of him, and brought a cup of pens.
Awesome.
For me to sign. Oh yeah, I signed your name on it, because who cares?
Yeah.
So just to let you know, when you become wildly famous, this is going to be worth no money. Whatever. So he shows up and hung out for a minute and I was like, oh, you're the best. So cool. Fucking a line forms behind him. We sold out in the next 7 minutes.
Really?
So person whose name I won't say out of, I'm sure, sheer embarrassment that you listen to this podcast and you are right to feel that way. You have to come to every market. Preston and I talked about it. You have to. You're now an employee. You will not be paid.
Right.
We'll work on some sort of college credit situation if you want to re-enroll in school.
You will be paid in forged signatures.
Just give me any sort of documents. I'll sign whatever name
be
you
like,
think
love
I should.
John Mulaney. There you go.
Just like a rush of famous, but not super famous signatures go up on eBay and people are like, they all look the same.
Right.
This is, they're all on cups.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
They're all on coffee mugs. I don't understand. This seems confusing.
Famous people drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's how they stay up and get a lot of work done. You know what? College credits. Here's what you do. Oh, look, sit.
Hi, Sebastian.
I don't know if you can tell. I've got
our producer, Sebastian, needs to speak with us.
Yeah. Oh, he's been sitting on my lap the whole time. He climbed up on my lap and I was trying to just move my little cord around so he doesn't think it's a toy. the college credits.
He just now thinks it's a toy.
Yeah, because I dangled it. What if, this is a good idea, a college credit thing, and we can do it for people on our Patreon. So for the patrons, thank you, producer. But I like this idea. Because, and we could call it, this is a super easy name. This will be the fake thing that we give people. It's called Appreciate You. Done. That's it.
And what, we have everyone who's a patron has to now enroll in college and go terribly into debt?
No.
So we can give them a half a credit.
Yep.
For being a producer on the show.
What we'll do is, no, we just started because people are like paying to get people into real colleges. We'll just create a fake college.
So we'll just do, and then we'll become president in a few years.
Yeah. And we'll just, you're already forging signatures. So you can forge, we just forge a little like a diploma thing. Easy. Done.
Oh, it'll be like that movie.
Which movie?
Remember that movie with Justin Long? Come on, guys.
College calling.
And like him and his friends make up a college.
I don't know what you've never heard
of. Oh my
of.
God.
Google God it.
I swear to God, it's a real thing.
This is great because then when people apply, they'll go...
Justin Long college movie.
And they can use this fake diploma to get jobs.
Accepted. Okay. 2006.
Nice.
Good. I'm glad that's in my brain and not something else that would be much more important. Anything else. But I know that movie. Yeah, him and his friends, like he doesn't get into Harvard or whatever. Or some bullshit. So they like make up a college and it's a movie. So like they have all the resources to do that.
Yeah.
Also, Justin Long's supposed to be in high school in 2006.
I watched a scary movie yesterday for Zach Amico's podcast. And it was
from, what movie?
It was called Bloody Birthday from 1981. And like it's, first of all, there's a thing that you should know about. You might know about this. It's called Shudder.
Oh, I love Shudder.
Yeah, so it's...
Sponsor us. Oh, Shudder. If you could sponsor us, yeah. That is the perfect sponsor for this podcast.
Yep, because it's something that fun that we like to do, which is watch scary movies, and it's also the physical reaction that people have as soon as they hear our voices.
Yeah, exactly.
But watching... But it was made in 1981, and, like, the girls that... Like, the older sisters that were supposed to be high school students were, I mean, in their 40s.
Yeah, we're 34-year-old former Playboy bunnies.
It's so, like, in movies, and I understand, but it's like, but the age thing is like, it's such a weird mind fuck.
I don't think it's as bad as it used to be. They don't do it as egregiously as they used to.
Yeah, it used to be,
but
like,
up until like the mid 2000s. Like, I think now they pretty, for the most part, they get at least people in the early, like, do you remember 90210 when that came out?
Yes.
And fucking, Andrea was like 31
yes.
when the show came out. And they're like, they're not even seniors the first season. They're like, they're supposed to be like sophomores or something.
Yeah.
I think they're freshmen. But so she was supposed to be 16 years old and she had 3 kids.
Yeah. I remember watching that and I was like, even as a kid, I was like, she looks like she's like my mom's age.
Well, and now it's because they're doing the reboot of that. Like, remember they did it a while ago,
yeah.
But it was like new people. I don't even know. I just half know everything. So now
Andrea,
they're all involved in some way on this new 90210 thing. Like all the people except Luke Perry.
R.I.P.
He chose death over having to redo this,
which is not a bad choice.
It's not. I'm not mad at him for it.
Like, I understand.
Oh, he's so handsome.
I understand.
He got so much more handsome.
I know. He got way hotter. Smoke cigarettes, everybody. It really does. It looks just, good on some people.
And some people it does. Some people it looks really good.
That's what we're talking about. Some people, like for women, you want, this is why this appreciate thing is fucking perfect. Because it goes either way. Sometimes you like a smooth face. Other times it's like, yeah, I want to sit on a fucking catcher's mitt.
I need pockmarks.
Yeah. I like a little friction on my face sit. I like a nice.
A friction on my face sit. Wow. No wonder you're a sex worker. You know what I mean? No wonder people pay you to do things to your body and have you do things to their body when you just, I mean, I'm turned on right now.
Can you, first of all, it is like, here's what's exhausting about it is the most exhausting thing. It's not, because there's not even that much like actual sex, but the most exhausting thing, and thankfully with Thomas, we know each other enough that I can kind of be myself. But even then I'm like 40% myself. But the, the hardest part is like being nice and pleasant and being like, oh, that's awesome. And like not cursing. It's that's the hardest part. And not saying stuff like, I need some friction on my face, sit.
Like that. Like, oh my God, Wendy, sit down. I think you've hit your head. Something is wrong with you.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Like, that's why, like, yeah, because I just get in the mode of being like very like Stepford kind of where you go like, oh, whatever they say. You're like, that's a great point. You're so smart.
And handsome and cool.
So smart and handsome and cool. What I do is I just pretend I'm talking to my cat. That's when I like get frustrated. I'm like, imagine Sebastian. And so they'll be having a discussion about like, do you think really this woman's right thing's a bit over the top? And I just click and I'm like, you're so handsome.
Yeah.
How did you get to be so handsome?
Yeah. Who's a handsome man?
Who's a handsome man? He's like, what do you think?
Who's a handsome man? Do you like it when I rub your hairy tummy? Do you like it when I rub your hairy tummy?
Does that feel good? Am I your mom?
Yes. See, that works in a lot of your situations.
Yep. Give me a kiss. I'm your mom. You have to. And I understand like wanting to make money, but that's like the reboot stuff, that's kind of, I mean, I'd be embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, but now it's going to, because she's a part of it. So it's even, because she looks way older than like Jeannie Garth. Because she's done a whole bunch of work, and I also just think kind of aged well.
Right.
But so it's going to be even, like, you're telling me that you both went to high school at the same time? Fuck off.
Because how old is she now? Like, in her 50s? Maybe 60s?
Oh, yeah. No, not 60s. Mm. Probably 50s, right? That show is on, like, 89.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 50s, probably.
Dude, that's going to be rough. But, like, in the role of Andrew will be played by Estelle Getty.
Yeah, he's... We'll be the lady from Titanic.
Yeah.
Rapping Granny.
God. Rapping Granny? Who is Rapping Granny? Is this someone that
Are
I.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Remember the Rapping Granny from all those Adam Sandler movies?
I must have blacked out all those memories.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm being serious. I don't know. I laughed and then I'm like, I don't know that reference. I'm going to ask about it.
I don't know, because it definitely is worth knowing.
Well, because see, that's, I'm so used to, I saw Tom Stern the other day, so I'm just in the mode of like, you're rapping Granny, and I'm like, oh, Megan, you're so handsome.
Yes. You want me to rub your hairy tummy?
Give me that tummy. Oh, Megan, you're so handsome. I'm so happy I'm your mom.
Give me a kiss. Give me a kiss.
So I was like, oh, wait, I'm actually allowed to ask a question.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're my friend. What the fuck are you talking? That sounds stupid.
Oh, wait, you're not paying me to have this conversation with you. Yeah. Rapping Granny, did you have a stroke?
Oh, I want to go on YouTube and play it, but we'll do it after.
Yeah, we'll save that for us. Remember that.
Yeah, because, guys, we need to keep some things for ourselves. Yeah. And Rapping Grannies are one of them.
Yeah, that's our private time. That's what we do on our off time.
Yeah, we stop recording and just YouTube Justin Long movie clips.
Yeah.
Various Rapping Grannies throughout the years.
Yeah, that's how we like to wind down. We're like, oh man, that was another, you know, I was going to say good ep, but that was
that was another ep.
Well, we just talked to each other and recorded
that was another episode.
Close to an hour. So I guess it's time, let's wrap this up with some
Rapping Grannies. No.
That's how we wind down. Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, it was just too much. I got drugs that I didn't take. Thank you so much.
Very proud of
you. It was a hectic couple of like, well, I know when you were working at markets, I was also working, but different job.
I was also fucking 48 here and raining all weekend.
I saw that. What was.
It was miserable. Get your shit together, Midwest. This is ridiculous.
Your raincoat is cute.
Middle of May. Yeah, you know why? Because it's giant and thick. Because it's for snow. Because it's for winter, so I look like a small child. That's a bathing suit I should get. Just a large, thick winter coat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That'll fit me. That'll fit me in the tits.
Get another one of those and then just cut it out. Just cut the arms off.
Huh.
Just like a sleeveless.
So like a tube?
Yeah, get that jacket. Take out the lining.
I'm following.
Cut the sleeves. Look, I'll do it when a week I'm out there. And then we can just like cut.
Thanks. If you could cut up my $300 snow coat, that'd be perfect.
We're not going to cut up that snow coat. We're going to spend another $300 on another coat.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My apologies. That was very embarrassed. Oh, how stupid of me.
We're going to buy another $300 coat. And then we can just like cut it. You know, Karen, who listens to the show, and she's a patron, Karen, and she's also a friend. Karen, you're the best. We love you. She works in the, she does like costume design.
Oh, great.
So, Karen, we're going to fly you out to St. Louis.
And you're going to help us destroy expensive snow coats.
Yeah. And then take out the lining and then we cut it and then like sew it and taper it into your waist. I bet someone could do it.
Oh, I bet that. Or you know what you could do? Not that.
Yeah.
We could just spend the same amount of money on a bathing suit, a pre-made bathing suit. I bet if, see, that's the thing. I need to stop being a cheap cunt. I could find a fucking bathing suit that fits me.
You could.
And my tits and my fat outer pussy areas.
Yeah.
If I was willing to spend more than $30 on a bathing suit.
Yeah. I think, you know what? I was having this conversation with, I almost bought one at the resort. We would say at the Breakers.
Oh, yeah. You owe me and all the listeners bathing suits.
I know. So here's the thing. I thought it was going to be raining and shitty. And so when I found out all this information about how rich he was, and then, but then I actually do like him, and I got there and I was like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. But lucky for him, the weather was super nice. And so I was like, oh, I'm just going to be in the sun and in the ocean and pool as much, like for as much time as I possibly can. Like I was like, got kind of hungry for lunch one day and I was like, oh, I was like going to get food. And I'm like, well, you bring kids, a lot of times they'll bring food to the pool. And they're like, no, you have to go to one of the restaurants. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not eating then because I was like, I have to lay out. Like,
well, I guess I never eat again. If I die, it's your fault.
Yeah, so I just laid out until the rain came in. And then I went back and showered. And then it was done. And he was like, you can get a bathing suit or go get a facial. But then, well, here's the other thing too. So because the bathing suits that I have are like.
Wendy just cupped her breasts.
Yeah, because they.
As she's explaining this.
Yeah, I touch my tits.
This is what a bathing suit does.
Yeah.
It covers these parts.
Right. I'm imagining that I have like ghost tits. So it's like, it's almost like I lost them in war. Like I always touch here just because I've seen other women do it.
You're waiting for the day you do that and there's something there.
Right. I just go like, maybe, nope, not yet. But I try to act like I'm like, don't want it to be there, you know?
Well, it's like love, you know, you're not going to find it if you're looking.
Right.
Just like parts of your human body.
Oh.
They won't be there if you want them to be.
Yep. So I just act like, oh, I didn't even. Oh, no, I thought I had an itch. And every time I touch, I'm like, motherfucker.
I thought I had an itch.
I'm just negging my own puberty. I'm just like, no, I don't even want it. Good.
I don't care.
I don't even like it. But the last couple of bathing suits that I buy, because I'm the same, where like I'll spend money on other stupid shit. But something like a bathing suit, and probably because, especially from growing up at the beach, you're just like, it doesn't really
matter. Exactly. It's like socks. How the fuck are socks so expensive?
Yeah.
How? Explain yourselves, sock lobby. Bathing suits. Bathing suits should not be expensive.
Well, I think maybe they're more, we need to spend more money because now that we're adults and so our bodies are changing and we need a little.
Oh, I can't just go to Walmart and get whatever neon string bikinis they have for $3 a piece.
Yeah, well, that's the tiki style one that you saw when I was in LA. I got that at a thrift store for $10. So someone had already worn it. It's really cute, but it's like stretched out. And then when you use a bathing suit, like you and I do, like a lot of people get bathing suits and they just use it to like look hot and lay out. And it's like an event to go to the beach. So people spend money. But when you're lucky and you grow up on a coast, like
You're better than everyone else.
Yeah. And we're just like, we go to the beach every day and it's always nice. We always just had shitty bikinis that we wore until they fell apart. Because it's like, who cares? We're just going to be in the water. And it's just, you're trying to get something to get like a decent tan line.
Yeah, exactly.
But I had that. So we get to this resort. So the Breakers are super nice. And I was like, really kind of like, I was like, oh God, I'm getting this bathing suit. I'm like, it's like loose to the point where I have to like tie it super extra tight and constantly adjust it. Because it's just like, it's too big from being worn for years by many other people, I'm sure, before
yeah,
me.
Yeah, by God knows how many people.
I know. And so, but I was kind of embarrassed and I'm like, oh, this place is really fancy. And then I walked out to the pool and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. it's a fancy resort, but we're in South Florida. So it was like, I was like not, I was in the top 10 percentile of trashiness. So I was like, oh, I still look way less trashy than most of these people. So I was like, well, I'm not going to get a new bag. I'm not going to spend, because I went to the gift shop. It was like $200 for a bit. I'm like, there's not, no. If I'm going to.
But I think that's kind of how much like a good bathing suit is.
Yeah, but I was like, if I'm going
to get. But that just seems crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, when they're really good quality, because I've tried on a really good quality bathing suit, you're like, okay, this, I can see why this is this much money. Because it doesn't stretch out and get loose the second you get in a pool or in the water.
Don't care.
Yeah. If you're, I mean, like, if you're into not having your nipples hang out when you walk.
Of my teats?
Yeah, your teats. In the event that one day, well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, especially because I have a big ass, and so normally, like, the bathing suit bottoms are tighter on my head, but, like, I jumped in the water, and these things, I tied the strings really tight, and I dove in the waves, like, yeah, and then I got up, and just, my whole bathing suit was just off. It was, like, slid all the way down my body.
I think that both such trashy pieces of shit. Most bathing suits I own, if I like jump in a body of water, the bottoms just slide right off.
What? The-
Which is crazy. I never thought about it until, but that's just like a thing. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
No, I'm not throwing that one away. It's totally fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's
full families, children.
Oh, and I do that. And you probably do this too.
Bottomless.
Yeah. My bottoms will come off and then like I'll take what I, and then it's like they're tight. The strings will be tight as it can be. And then I take them and I'm like, oh, this, and they're sagging like a diaper. And so I wring it out and I just roll it at the waist. So so I'm like, I think they still fit. They're not. And I just roll it until they're just up my ass. So it's just like this tiny rolled string bikini and your pussy
and then
lips.
And it still falls off.
Yes.
And I used to be, when I was younger, I'd be like embarrassed. Like if I like jumped in at a pool. Or at the ocean and like my bottoms like slid down. I'd be like, ugh, and like all quick. And now I'm just like, well, pussy's out again.
Oh, God dang it. Yeah, dang it. My pussy's out again.
It's like when we were at that rooftop pool.
I know.
Because that happened, I think, to both of us at the same time when we're both just like, well, and everyone else is quiet and rich and being fancy.
Yeah.
And we're just cackling with our pussies out.
Well, that's rich people. Just, well, that's,
what do you mean we have to leave?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a guest of this hotel.
I'm a guest of this hotel, and she's a guest of me. But, like, it is funny to watch rich people at the beach because you go, like, oh, they look nice. Or even at the pool, like, those fancy people at that rooftop pool, they just, like, have nice bathing suits on. They have good bodies. They've been working out. Their plan is to just, like, look nice around a body of water. And so...
Whereas we're like, cannonball!
See how big that my splash is. Okay, 1 to 10.
You're not watch.
Hey, what?
No, we can't do it at the same time.
Well, okay, I'm going to do a jackknife, go underwater, and see if I hold my form. We're just like full-grown adults.
You want to have somersault contests? Let's have somersault contests.
Okay, go underwater and see how long you can keep your eyes open.
Okay, we're going to hold our breath. One.
We're just holding. And then.
We're fun at nice places. We're very fun at nice places.
Oh, we're so fun at nice places.
That's why I'm so excited for you to come out this summer, because the lake is not a nice place.
See, yeah, that's what I like. I like a body of water and trash. I like trashy environments.
Well... Baby, get to the Lake of the Ozarks, because boy, are you in for a treat.
Yeah, I'm pretty fired up. I'll put sleeping pills in a bottle of beer.
How many of those have she had? She is fucked up. She's only had half a bottle. It's just water and melatonin, right. I think. I don't know. Could you muddle some melatonin in my virgin mojito, please?
Yeah, that would be a delightful. Yeah, it's so nice to be in a trashy. So are there a lot of people at the lake? Do they do? Is it like people will go out and is it kind of like inner tubes down the thing? And
mm-hmm. Well, there's like a trashy part. I forget what it's called. It's like Havasu. There's a part of it that's like Havasu.
Hell yeah. Like floating coolers.
Yeah. And like just like tits. Like perky. Not tits like our tits.
Yeah.
Not teats. Tits. So there's a part like that, but we've never been there because I'm too old. We're too old. I don't think they'd see us. They'd see our faces coming, our appreciated face and bodies, and be like, oh, no, you can't come in. You cannot come in here. Get out of the cove.
Oh, it's trashy like spring break trashy.
Yeah, but it's also just like trashy. Trash people. Because it's a lake in the middle of the country. It's great. Oh, we'll go to Larrywood. Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you ever heard of Hollywood? Well, this place is Larrywood.
That sounds like...
What, do they have a sign or something? Oh, do they ever?
It sounds like you made that up, and I was like, well, that was a pretty, like, seamless improv, and I believed it. That was so good.
That was so good that, like, a guy there... No, I am not that funny.
What is Larrywood?
I quit stand-up comedy.
What is Larrywood?
It's a shitty restaurant. It's a shitty restaurant. On the lake that you, like, take your boat to.
Okay, so here's
and they have, like, shot whores.
Okay.
That if you relapse on drugs and alcohol, I can't think of a better place than the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, we're doing it. First of all, don't call it a relapse. because...
It's a re-cool.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is I was talking... Well, first of all, we're going to Larrywood. And when we get done recording this, because I would buy tickets on the air while we're recording.
Whoa. Oh, you meant... See, again, I forget that this is something people listen to. I just think we're just chatting.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I have a microphone in my hand. Because you said on the air. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was like, this is a radio show.
Yeah. I was going to buy tickets now, but as soon as we're done recording, I'll buy tickets because
no, that'd be good. Let's spend the last 17 minutes of this podcast buying airline tickets.
Yeah. But, yeah, the relapsing, it's so funny. Can I tell you this? Speaking of relapsing.
Can ya?
So get a load of this. So I'm prepped for Larrywood. That's if I'm going to dive into it. First of all, you can tell my broken speech pattern. So I drank on Friday. Like I still, have like wine here and there sometimes, but nothing crazy. And it's normally where I'm like, this will be great. And I'm like, oh, it's not that great. But, you know, it's nothing where – it's not like where I've had, like, a drink and then – where some people's stories are, like, they have a drink and then they're buying drugs and hookers. So – but sometimes I'm like, oh, this might be nice and the wine will taste good with food and then I feel tired and gross and I'm like, all right. And then, you know, I'm kind of over it. On Friday, though, I saw an old –
You're like, I'm working through it.
Yep. I saw an old friend that I have not seen for a while. And this person – is very generous and nice guy. Part of the thing, his thing, is some people would hire a companion and they're like, I just really need to get my dick sucked and that's what I'm here for. Other people want someone to hang out with them. This is a hangout person. And I forgot how much this person drank because I used to also do a lot of drinking and drugs with this person. I've seen him for like a year and a half, and he's in town, and he's like, hey. And I was like, you know what? I'm like, I don't have shows. This is perfect. And I was like, this will be, I was like, you know what? You'll probably be tired, but you'll have all your bills. You won't have to worry about it. So just suck it up, have a couple of drinks, and move on. This motherfucker was drinking. First of all, I get there, and he's like shaking and sweating, like full sweat. And all shaky and nervous and talking quickly. And I forgot. I'm like, oh, he takes Adderall all day long. I just forgotten. And I was like, oh, God, this is a nightmare. And so I was just like, my sleeping pills, which normally, and I didn't have them with me. And I was like, fuck. But then I'm like, well, so he pours me the super strong cocktail. And I was just like sipping it. And he's running around on Adderall, chugging his drink. So I kept like secretly pouring part of mine into his. And I was like, I'm so drunk. Like, I just had to fake like, it would take a couple sips and then like fake drink. And I'm like, you look really good. And I go, oh, thanks. I've been taking a break from drinking. And he's like, oh, well, it's time to refill. He just fills up my glass with wine. And I'm like, people just aren't aware. But he was just fucked up. But that's like part of the gig is to be like a fun party girlfriend.
Yeah.
But so then I'm like, well, I'm like, yeah, I just get tired a lot. He's like, you drink more? I'm like, well, you know, they get sleepy if I drink, mostly because I mix it with melatonin. But I also... So his solution.
It's mostly because I'm just taking natural sleep aids.
Right. And he goes.
Constantly.
And he just didn't pick up on it. And he was like, he goes, oh, that's funny. He goes, are you tired? Do you want Adderall? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. I'm all good on meth. But I appreciate it so much. And then he goes, oh, that's, you know what? I forgot. Now, I remember you're not an Adderall person. You're a cocaine person. And he pulls out fucking rocks of cocaine. He's like, I knew I was going to see you, so I got these for you. And I haven't seen this person in, it's been like 16 months. And I had to be like, thank you. Like when you get like a shitty present at Christmas, you're like,
yeah, exactly.
I had to be like, oh, good.
I'm just going to re-gift this.
Yep. I was like, oh, good. More socks.
Oh, shit.
What?
Keep going. Preston's parents got home.
Perfect. Well, like, good. Well, this is good. See? As long as I'm not on speakerphone in the house. But yeah, so I did.
Let's do that for this. Well, this one time. Yeah. So it'll be really echoey, but just for Preston's parents.
Quick, just so they can hear it. But yeah, I did re-gift it. I was so proud of myself. I had it on me, and part of me was like, I'm going to do this. And then I'm like, and then I like thought about it, and just the thought, just having it on me, I got so nervous. I felt myself be shaky, and I had it was a weird, like a Pavlovian response, like a dopamine dump of like, oh, I have, so I felt drugs. Like I was on drugs, just having them on my person. And so I just like, again, pretended to do it. I was like, took it in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, and I was like, oh, yeah. So I just like went in the bathroom and just like stood there and like played with my makeup and like kind of, and then I like fake chopped it to like see what the time would be. And I was like, okay. And then I re-gifted it to my friends that were out in the city. I texted someone and I was like, will you meet me at this bar? And they're like, yeah, what's going on? And I'm like, and they're like, oh, are you off the wagon? You want to party? And I'm like, oh, no, no. I'm like, I go, no. I have, I was like, sorry, I just got a text. Oh, that's, I just got a text from someone that said, can I ask you questions about that makeup sponge and the pussy trick? Which I will give perfect. That tip out in a second. But yeah, so I had, parents in the background. Oh my God, yep. This is like the worst time to be. So I just.
I know, I feel like we're in high school.
I know, I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, so I had these.
Be quiet.
Drugs. Yeah. But so I, like my friends that I know are like big, you know, party animals. And I was like, let me be the Coke fairy. And so they met me. And they were like, do you want us to pay you? And I was like, no, I just need to get these away from me. And they were like, this is the coolest thing. And they were like, you sure don't want any?
Also, I'm
like,
you should have taken their money.
I know. But I was just like, get it away from me. I was like, I don't want it. I just get this off me. I was like, I need this away from me. I will do all of it. I don't want it anywhere. So I was real proud of myself. And then I had to stay awake and have terrible sex. I got fucked with a vibrator by someone high on Adderall. It was fucking a nightmare. But I was like, hey, it was a nightmare. But I was like, when I put it in perspective, I'm like, this beats waking up at 4:30 to go be sexually harassed in a juice bar. Like, I had to really put it in perspective. I was like, not ideal.
I am picturing it very vividly right now.
Yeah. Well, what's the funny part is I was like, it's funny, like, because part of me, I was like, I don't know how I did all that while I was drinking and on drugs, because when you're like fucked up, you mentally check out. But I'm like, how do I have the energy? I don't know how I had the energy when I was, but I was like pretty much sober, but just like holding a fucking, and I think I like sprained my wrist. It was just not good. Not sexy. Well, there was like a,
there's so much I want to say right now and I can't.
Ugh. But sponge up the pussy trick. Here's the tip. So, here's the other great thing. And I'm sorry that you can't contribute to this conversation.
I'm so mad right now. I'm so angry.
Are they in the kitchen? Are they in the kitchen or close by?
They just walked upstairs. It's his dad's home. And the internet connection's going out. It's like the universe knows. The universe is like, just stop this.
Yeah. So here's the makeup sponge pussy trick. So, and here's the other great thing. So coming back from Florida, this explains why I was such a bitch and why I ordered like 3 desserts one night. I didn't realize I was starting my period. So the flight back, I start my period. Cramps, horrific, heavy, heavy bleeding. And, this is the other thing. And then Thursday night, so I get back to New York. I forgot, I remembered, but like it just, the Florida trip and then this guy coming back in town. Stacked, and that's, it's like, it's fun, but it's work. I had some dude who lives in LA, nice enough guy. I would never really, I don't think I would ever date him because he's like kind of, he's just not really my style of a person because he doesn't pay me. JK, it's because, no, he's like his personality, like I think he's really hot. And then we hung out and I was like, he's kind of annoying. He bought tickets to go see Book of Mormon and that was that Thursday night. So I come back from Florida. I'm all doped up on sleeping pills, on my period. And I got to hang out with this dude Friday. So I'm like, I just need to rest and be alone. And then I had show a late show Thursday. So to go see the Book of Mormon Thursday. Great play. So funny.
Yeah, it's great.
But I was really tired.
I can say that.
Yeah. But I was so tired. And so I sit and I was agitated. Because here's the thing is like being on good behavior with Thomas – when all I want to do is just be like, sometimes just be like, just shut the fuck up or like say normal things. You can't do that. So this poor guy who flew out from LA to take me to go see this play. And I didn't realize until we were talking, that's like the reason he came out was he was like, I wanted to spend the weekend with you. And I'm like, well, you should have told me that ahead of time. Cause now I'm my period and I have to go have weird sex with myself while some guy's on fucking meth out in Odell. So look, I don't know what to tell you.
Did he watch you?
No, he was trying to like participate, but he's like, couldn't, he was like really, he would get really hard and then like, and then he couldn't come.
Yeah, because he was on loads of drugs.
Yeah, he would get hard, but then he couldn't come. And then he was like, his rhythm was all off. And then he was just like, just smacking my clit with a vibrator. And I was like, this is, what are we doing here?
What's going on, buddy?
So I had this one tiny break of like being able to be like a cunt to men. And that was when this poor, very nice man.
That was with this guy?
And he's like, oh, I'm so excited to see play. And I'm like, I go, yeah. And he gives me a hug. And I'm like, I go, just let you know I'm on my period and I haven't slept in 2 days.
And he's like, oh, great. So excited I flew here for this.
Yeah.
So I was excited I took a 6-hour flight for this.
Yeah. And I'm like, but it was a good play and it was fun. It was really super funny. And then I felt afterwards, she's like, do you have time for dinner? And I was like, I don't. I have to go right. I have to go to my show. I did. I had to be immediately at New York Comedy Club. And he's like, well, maybe after. And I'm like, I'm really tired. And I'm like, and then I have to work like all weekend. And he's like, oh, okay, maybe we can. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that like you, I felt like an asshole. But at the same time, I'm like.
Well, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like he didn't, when he bought, we met once. We hung out. He's a nice person. Kind of flirted. But it wasn't like he said, I want to come back to New York and spend a weekend hanging out with you. Can
okay,
you block this
but see,
time
this
off?
Is the problem. This is what like romantic comedies have done to both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a movie, that would happen where you think he just came out because he's in New York and wants to see you. And then he's like, gets there and he's like, this whole trip's for you, Wendy. I just want to come spend time with you. And then in a romantic comedy, you're like, oh, my God. And then you spend a whirlwind weekend together. But in real life, you do that. You're a fucking idiot because I'm an adult woman and I got shit to do.
Yep.
Or not do. Or I also just have nothing to do.
Right.
And I want to continue doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, in real life you come out and the chick that you found so charming is actually a prostitute and a prostitute slash comedian and weekends happen to be the busy
worst combo.
Yeah. Weekends happen to be busy season for us.
Yeah, those are your Sunday brunch shifts.
It was really, you could tell that, and once, and he was like, well, maybe this weekend. And I'm like, well, how long are you in town? And he goes, well, and I said, I'm like, okay, well, like, what are your plans? And he's like, nothing. I just, you know, whatever, whenever you're free. And then I was fucking agitated because now I'm like, I felt badly. And I'm like, wait a minute. No. I'm not going to feel like an asshole. You did not. I had no idea that you were, this trip was like for me. Even when he bought the tickets to Book of Mormon, because we were just chatting, like we would talk like twice a week, maybe text on WhatsApp. He's like, yeah, I'd love to see a Broadway play. Are there any that are good? And I'm like, I'm like the only one I would Book of Mormon, I think. That would be the one I would recommend. I said that. You can really read our text. I wasn't like, I really want you to take me to Book of Mormon.
Yeah, pull up the text. I don't buy it. I need to see proof.
Yeah.
Hey, you can see the text. I save all of my receipts.
Look, you show me the text. This is how I text. I said, yeah, the Book of Mormon is probably the best play you could be. You fucking cunt, never text me again. That's how I ended it. I recommend the Book of Mormon. Don't take me.
And then I took a shit on my phone.
Yeah. And then I sent him a video of me shitting into the camera lens. A boomerang of it going in and out.
That I took out on my new phone.
Yeah. But so when he bought tea, he's like, hey, I got tickets for May 9th to see the Book of Mormon. I was like, oh, cool. I'm like, oh, and he goes, I bought you tickets. And I was like, oh, cool. Awesome. He didn't say I'm coming out there to spend the weekend with you. At that point, he didn't. He just said, I got two tickets to see the Book of Mormon. And then I responded. I'm like, oh, awesome. And then I said, well, I'll make sure I'm free just in case you can't find a date. It was like a flirty text. And then he wrote back like a winky face. So there was never like a clear of
him. So he didn't even say I bought tickets for us.
No, he never made it clear. It was very kind of this flirty, like, oh, I got tickets. I think he was like implying.
Oh, that's
it,
annoying.
But he was being cutesy and flirty.
That's so annoying.
And then he was laughing at parts of the play that I was laughing at, like extra hard. And then that boss started to bother me. But I was also just pissed off at men and on
my
period.
You're just annoyed. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm already annoyed. And like, not to be an asshole, and nothing against short guys, because I love short guys, but he's like 5'5" or 5'6", and he kept asking me.
Ugh, disgusting.
Well, I don't have a problem with it, but I do have a problem is let's not lie about how tall we are. Let's be real about.
What does he say? He's like 6'3"?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't walk into the date like, oh man, sorry, I was late. I was too busy. I was trying on bathing suits. My tits just pop out of everything.
They're just so big.
Let's be real about what we look like here. And the theater seats are so small, so I sit down, and I go, and your knees are right, you know, have the right back, they're like back to back. So I go, every time I go, oh God, I forget how I feel so tall when I come to this theater, because the seats are so. And he goes, yeah, I know, me too. And then he goes, how tall are you? What are you, like 5'9"?
Oh, no.
5'10"? And I said, nope, 5'7". And he goes, really? Yeah, outside I was looking. Are you wearing heels or wearing flats? Because I noticed outside. I go, no.
Oh, why did he bring this up? Oh, this is like a Seinfeld episode.
I know. The whole thing was, because now I'm irritated. And I'm like, nope, I'm wearing flats. And he goes, oh, wow. Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, we're the same height, I guess. He's like, oh, you're taller than I. And he made it. And it's like, fucking, why are you saying anything, dude? Why
did he bring it up? That's so bizarre.
It's so dumb. And then, and especially, this is how I'm like, and I know because I was for sure being a bitch out of the gate, and I knew it, but I go, I'm sorry, I just got a flight, like I didn't, this weekend is unexpectedly busy. I said, so I'm sorry that I'm not like in a relaxed mode and I can't like go out to dinner with you. He's like, no, it's fine. I came here, you live here, this is your life. And I'm like, okay, great. So we're watching the play. And he's laughing really hard. You know, comics, like we laugh at different parts. Comics and assholes, like laugh at different parts of comedies.
So same, you're repeating yourself again.
Right. But also, I grew up going to Mormon church, so there were a lot of jokes in there that were very, like, inside baseball that were so fucking, like, extra funny to me from having grown up Mormon, half, like, part-time Mormon. So I would laugh at parts, and he would laugh really loud, but it would start in, like, a half second after I laughed. Probably much like how this podcast sounds, where we're just a half second offbeat.
Yeah, we're almost there. Maybe that's what he was doing. He's just a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
So he wanted to be like, this hanging, the way we're conversing in life is like listening to an episode of your podcast.
Right, we're just slightly off. Oh my God. So then I started running this like test where I was agitated because I'm like, he's
In the name of science?
Yep.
You started laughing at weird parts?
And so laughing at weird parts and then not laughing at super funny parts. I was like, this is a really funny part. I'm going to not laugh. Because I'm like,
you're like, biting your cheek.
Yep. I was just like holding it in. And then he would laugh when I would laugh. And then I was like, okay, now this can never be because you need to be confident enough to laugh on your own. And if you're going to come out of the gate lying about how tall you are, that's crazy. That's.
Well, it's that. That's crazy that he brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's ultra super crazy.
Well, it's like, I already knew he was shorter than I was. That's fine. I don't care.
How tall are you?
Not even that tall. Like somewhere between 5'7 and 5'8.
Yeah, because you're taller than me.
Yeah, I'm not that tall. I'm like a medium.
Which I've always wanted to bring up in conversation, but it's never been able to happen until this very moment.
No. Oh my God, we could cut it there if you want. That's funny.
I think we should.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.